Welcome to SLWV. Myself, Danny Van Billy, standing in for Letitia and moi on Surviving Life with the Van Billys. It's been such an amazing week. Some of you are not really liking the cold weather, but I don't know. I have like a sense that this is winter starting to say goodbye. You get me? It normally gets a bit cold and then, you know, we near the end. And if you have my personality, if you're an outgoing person and you love people, you love mingling, you love being around, winter is not your favorite time. Is there anyone standing with me? 0713640376. I'd love to hear from the summer body, outgoing people, the people who don't like layers. And then there's those very, very weird people who'll tell you, you know, I love winter because you can put on layers. You know, in summer when it's hot, you can't really do much. I'm like, what do you want to do? You know, it's hot. The African sun is loving on you. There's nothing you need to change during that time. Yeah, you know, all you need to do is embrace it and enjoy yourself. But unfortunately, we don't always agree. And sometimes in marriages, you have two people who come together on the opposite ends of that feeling towards summer and winter. But guess what? We get along. We find a way. And I'm hoping today, when we talk as the body of Christ, we will find a way to get along with the topic I'm going to present. This topic is not an easy one to bring to the table, but I'm hoping it will not just enlighten us, but challenge us to introspect. Just challenge us to introspect and see if you are not one of the people affected. I'll introduce the topic when we come back.
Impact 103. Come alive to the beat of life.
The SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. And I believe local songs like this, you know, they just make you want to dance. The Shofar Band with Welcome Home. Now, what is the topic for today? What is that topic that will get us talking together? Are you ready for this? I almost feel like a countdown happening. Are you still one of the believers who believes in prayer? That's the topic. Do you, as a believer, still believe in prayer? And it sounds like an easy one. It sounds like something that should be normal. Hey, we Christians, shouldn't we believe in prayer? But is it that simple? Well, when we come back, this is what we're going to go in detail on. Not just discussing it, but also giving, you know, genuine church examples on the topic. Yeah, because it is a difficult one to admit to yourself. You know, to admit to yourself. 0713640376. Do you still believe in prayer? I want to hear from you. I want it to be a safe space where we're not judging each other, but I want us to come from a place that's real. You know, what's your experience been? When did you realize you believed in prayer or you stopped believing in prayer? No matter what it is, I want us to have an honest discussion as believers, and then we are going to see what is the solution for us together. Sandy Sautani, why are you sending me such horrible messages? Let me read it to you guys. Winter is my favorite season. Like you said in your intro, we like different things, and yet we find a way to get along with each other. As for you, your topic, prayer is my lifeline. However, lately, I found it difficult to talk to God in prayer. Thank you, Sandy, for that. Yeah, the first part of your message I didn't like. That winter is my favorite season part. But yeah, we get along here at Impact Radio. But the second part, you're touching on something that's real, you know. A lot of us go through seasons where we find it difficult to talk to God in prayer. And, you know, sorry about that. And sometimes people don't know just how battles affect us, you know, how seasons affect us. And sometimes you can be affected internally, but externally you've not yet acknowledged that you are affected, you know. And it's such a very difficult topic to bring up around Christians. You know, why? Because our expectation is if you're a Christian, you know the importance of prayer. So that makes us feel more guilty to say, hey, I'm going through a season where I don't know how to go to the Father's presence. I just don't know, you know? So we're not here to judge. We're here to stand together and have this discussion. So I'm going to ask again, and I want to hear from you guys. 071-364-0376. You can send me a voice note, a minute or, you know, 30 seconds, whatever you're comfortable with. But I don't think this topic can come from me as Danny alone. This has to be a conversation between us as the Impact Radio family. Have you gone through a season, or are you going through a season where it's currently hard for you to pray? Let's have that convo. 071-364-0376. I see the messages that have come in, and I will be playing them soon.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Extra, extra.
SOWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. Wow, your messages are coming in, and thank you for that. Let's quickly go into it. All right. Good day, Pastor. Prayer remains the powerful tool to any breakthrough, and prayer holds significant impact in a believer's life, and let's say in our lives, either spiritual or physical realm. But the most thing to know is prayer works when you believe in it or you put your faith on it. Thank you. That's a good thing. And I honestly believe that a lot of people, even when those seasons where we can't pray, it's beautiful to hear someone saying it works. Lizette said,
good morning, Impact Radio. I hope you guys are blessed in the name of Jesus. I went through a season in my life for 4 years. I was on the street. I was using substance. And I was being abused by the guy that I was with, mentally and physically. And I just thought that God said to me, you know what? I thought he gave up on me. But then my life turned around when God showed me a sign of me quitting drugs, quitting substance, and then my whole life changed around. And I have a beautiful daughter now. I'm in contact with my son also. And I have a beautiful fiance as well. They're supporting me through all my struggles. And today I'm thankful and appreciated that I've been off the street now for almost a year now. Almost 2 years. No, yeah, yeah. A year and a few months. So for me, that is my season changed. My season went away and God gave me a new season. And this is my new season that I'm living happily and graciously and embarking in new adventures with God.
Beautiful, beautiful story there by Lizette. Celia said to us, I just switched on my radio and just want to agree with Sandy there, Danny. I was born in December, but winter is my absolute favorite. Ugh. Yeah, Celia Nieman.
Good morning, this is Elsa. Thank you for your lovely program. Yes, first question, I don't like the winter. It's not, definitely not my season. And secondly, yes, I do believe in prayer. Sometimes God says yes, then he says no, then he says wait. And it's a part of your Christian journey. But I believe in it. Thank you, Danny. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Elsa. Elsa's on my team, the guys who love summer.
Hi, everybody. I believe prayer is very, very important. Prayer is our direct line, our direct connection to the Father. And through Christ who intercedes for us as we pray. And the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings. Just a quick short testimony. Before I travel anywhere, I always pray Psalm 91 over everywhere we go. I saw a pothole on the highway. This happened about 2-3 years ago. I saw a pothole on the highway, and within an instant, I forgot about the pothole. And I was holding my steering wheel, and without doing anything, my steering wheel was actually dodged. It moved my car away from that pothole. So I believe through prayer, an angel of the Lord was in my car at that time. So if we don't pray, things don't happen and God doesn't move.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
We're talking about the challenge that we sometimes find ourselves in as believers, that we go through seasons where it is hard to pray. And it's also difficult to talk about this with believers, because there is an expectation that you should know how important it is to pray. And sometimes grace is not given to those who are going through a season where it is difficult to pray. Claudette sent this message. She said, good day. It's very hard for me to pray, even though I do. I still believe. However, I feel I'm praying against a brass heaven. My husband had a spinal stenosis operation in August 2022. The outcome of the op is he is disabled. Though he can walk, however. 2 years later, he's still lame on the right side. His right arm is not functional. We have had a bad experience while he was in hospital, but we know God spared him for a reason, and he was on death's door many times from August 2022 right up to November 2022. He can't work, he can't drive, and he can't bathe himself. So I do pray, I lay hands on him whilst bathing him, claiming God's miraculous and divine intervention. However, he has to go for corrective surgery and we are scared. The new surgeon says it's very high risk, so we seeking his face for guidance. Best regards. Thank you, Claudette, for that. You know, Claudette, such experiences are difficult, you know, and they will challenge you in the moment, especially if you're praying. And I think a lot of people who've not gone through long-term illnesses and intercession, you know, will not really grasp that it's not Claudette giving up. It's not her feeling like she believing less in God, but it is a trying season. And I want to encourage not just Claudette, but everyone else in difficult situations, you know, especially the persistent ones that we've been praying over. Do not give up and do keep standing in the gap in prayer. Before we really dig into this topic, there's a scripture I would like to share with you that speaks about with all prayer and petition, pray at all times, on every occasion and in every season, in the spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition for all God's people. And then it adds there, and pray for me that words may be given to me when I open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mysteries of the good news. You know, praying in all seasons, as it says here in Ephesians 6 verse 18, is difficult. You know, and we are challenged, and it's already being highlighted, you know, that we're going to not have the easiest time to pray in certain seasons. And when you acknowledge that, you remove the condemnation from that, you know, because it's so hard to pray when you are self-condemning. And your mind is saying, yeah, but you know you should be doing this and all of that. And now you're still not doing it, so you're condemning yourself for not doing it. But the beauty of it, and the reason I'm allowing us to have this convo, is so that you see that you're not the only one who struggles. Everyone is acknowledging that they pray, but we all honest enough to say, man, there are hard seasons. Moloko, who's my teammate, says, hi, my brother. Born in July, but I hate winter. Thank you. Not easy to pray in hard seasons. However, the Bible instructs us to not cease to pray, and we should find a way to pray regardless. Thank you for that, Moloko. You are on SLWV with Danny V. SLWV Hangout with Danny Vambilly. Cindy sent us this very beautiful message. She says, our God does not change. He still does miracles. I'm a walking, breathing miracle. My husband and I were in a car accident more than 30 years ago that left me completely paralyzed. I stood on Philippians 4:13. I can call all things through Christ who strengthens me. I was the only one that could walk out of the spinal unit that year. Even the doctors had to acknowledge, until today they are, that this is a miracle. God doesn't have favorites. What he has done for me, he will do for others. There is power in the prayers of the righteous. Countless people also prayed for me at the time. And then she just put the word push. Pray until something happens. all glory to our miraculous working God who never stops working. Thank you for that, Shannon. The other day I was having coffee when the Lord just told me to start talking to this older gentleman next to me. And, you know, as we spoke, he shared a testimony with me. He was also involved in a car accident. And he said he came out of that accident, or it was an attempted hijacking. He couldn't remember his way around Pretoria. He had to go through multiple surgeries and they almost switched off his life support, things like that. And then he told me the story of how his hand just didn't function well for many years after that accident. But he kept praying, and one miraculous day, suddenly the hand began to work. So I think we just saying this in encouragement to all those who are still praying and it looks like nothing is happening. It's 12 minutes past 12. Girl King, He Shall Never Fail Me. Yet we're talking about prayer, and if you still believe in prayer,
in the form of your blood.
It's good to hear that God will not fail. Yo, but it's a different thing to be in the midst of the fight and to actually have the option of giving up, you know. And I thank the Lord that He respects us enough to give us that option, you know. But is it the best option to take? And this is way I will encourage us to remember, you know, that if we do stop praying, if we do cease believing in God, in the long term, we're doing ourselves a disfavor, because the scripture is also very clear that you should knock and keep knocking, you know. And there's just situations where the Lord will answer you because you did not stop knocking. You know, because you said, I am going to continue believing. Look, giving up is human, you know, so it's our first option sometimes. But imagine the beauty of persistently standing and then receiving the reward. You know, the reward is what, in times like this, we should have in mind. And Ngweza says, thank you for the encouragement, Mr. V. We know God can do it, even after so many years. Beloved, He can do it. It's not easy. Now, one of my go-to scriptures is really where I want us to go to when I come back. I'm going to play you Anna Wilson with Strong. And then when I come back, we're just going to have a quick discussion on what to do when you can't pray.
Come alive to the beat of life with Impact 103.
Your messages keep coming in and they are so encouraging and wow. You know, before I read this, I'm just going to quickly pull up my scripture. The scripture is this. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You know, you will not know the value of these words until you are walking through the valley of the shadows of death. And the shadows, because they look like death, they mimic death, they mimic the end, they mimic, you know, just things not going right. And then the verse before this, He refreshes and He restores my soul. You know, in this version, the amplified version, they put the word life in brackets in the place of soul. Just to say that there's times when your soul needs a revival. And during those times, praying is rough, praying is hard. But man, if we can only wait on the Lord. Listen to this testimony. Hi, Danny. I have a very dear friend of mine who has been in a wheelchair for 26 to 27 years, but God promised her that He will heal her. So she kept on asking, why is it taking so long? Then one day she said to the Lord, I need a scripture with walk in it. Then her cousin sent her the scripture, I tell you, pick up your bed and walk. So, of course, she's confused. She asked the Lord with excitement, here's that scripture. What must I do now? Then He said to her, get up and walk, which she did. And this happened in December 2017. I mean, this is crazy. Her testimony is so amazing. I even had to help her with driving lessons to redo her license as she needed to learn to drive in a normal car. During her time in the wheelchair, she accomplished the studies, obtained a PhD in theological studies. Praise God. She never thought she would even reach her 80th birthday. Ach man, her testimony needs to be heard. Thank you, Esme, for that. Guys, I mean, isn't this just miraculous? There is no higher name than Jesus. Empower church or worship Jesus overcome. And as this is playing, it says, our God is able. He came through for us at the 11th hour. We applied for our daughter's permit 3 years ago, and we were always told it's not yet finalized. My daughter is supposed to start grade one next year, and her application are opening tomorrow, the 11th of July. We're so concerned about how we're going to apply without a valid permit. We kept on praying for God to do something, and God did it for us. Yesterday, the 9th of July, we received a message that her permit's ready for collection just when we really needed it. Our God is awesome, from Portia. Wow, almost 2 hours has passed. Man, it goes so fast when, you know, we are talking and spending time as believers on Impact 103. In closing, as we close off today's show, I hope you've seen that the Lord does honor the time we spend waiting on Him. You know, I did this show not knowing what messages were going to come in. You know, we didn't prep this, you know. All the messages that came in, all the testimonies, they are God's letters to you as you wait on Him. You know, these are His letters. These are His letters of faith, words of encouragement, words of testimony. You know, to say to you that you're waiting will not be in vain. Now, my encouragement is, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't condemn yourself into giving up, because that is one of the enemy's strongest weapon on us while we are waiting on the Lord. He gets us to give up. You know why He does that? He knows that the Lord will never give up on you. You know, the Lord will never give up on you. And when we read in scriptures, we find that waiting is part of the journey. You know, if you go into Hebrews 10, you will see waiting is part of the journey. So ease up, Don't be so hard on yourself anymore. And you also heard other believers here saying they are waiting. It's making praying a bit hard. But I want to encourage you to decide that from today, whether it is hard, whether it is easy, whether it's winter or summer, you'll commit to praying. You know, make it a commitment and not just a feeling. Because in this season of hardship, you need to stay hanging on that lifeline.
Come alive to the beat of life with Impact 103.
Wow. It's time to us to say goodbye. It's always not the easiest time, but thank you so much for being part of this and your participation. Mr. Sautani said, as the show went, one of the messages that stood out was that I should wait on God. Thank you for the wonderful show. As always, may God bless you and keep you. Cindy has asked us to stand with her in prayer. She's the one who shared about her friend walking after so many years. So please let us pray for her. There's someone she needs to stand in prayer with. And then Esna said, thank you so much for today. It was so blessed. You are all my family. We will keep in prayer. God is there for us. And then she says, I see you on TV, Danny. Was that me? Also, where did you see me? It's always interesting to know. Sometimes I do some TV work as the Lord leads. Yeah, so if you spot me out somewhere, just look at the screen and say, hi, Danny. I might just pick you up in the spirit. Wow, it's time for me to say goodbye. Thank you so much. I want to play out with a group that I really enjoy. They're called Social Club. Oh, man, if you've never listened to their albums, you are missing out. Let's keep praying for each other. Au revoir.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards about to fall down. Without you.